Okay, we're holding over here in the Sicha Sivav, okay? This is where the Ikar Arichas Ben Gilin Yaneinu is. Let's just chazer over quickly. What we spoke till now was that he's medayik over here in the Teichon of Pesukim, where it says, K'metzin teisit seira, Rav Hashem Yerushalayim. When it's gefrekt, we could learn Pashtas Pesukim that it's the same Teichon. He's only repeating himself, the Salib Chizik Vat Gasha. Why is he changing? L'shein is only if Yam Litzah. He says Yerushalayim Ashtat Tzin and Teira and Dvar Hashem Ashtat Teira, right? But if we learn Ba'imak O'inyan that everything in Teira is B'diyuk, right? So these two Inyanim are really two different Madrigas of Teira. So what was the Nekuda thing that we learned? But in Teira there are two concepts. Let's start from the Inyan, the way it's with Pashtos. You have Halacha, which Halacha is Dvar Hashem, which together of Halacha is Dvar Halacha Brura of Ein Eifin, only one Deya. It's not trying to have any differences. It's only one particular Eifin. And then we have an Inyan of Teda, which we, the way it was married over here, Bikr and Siv Dalid and Siv Gimel, then in Teda, we have many Pekhinis, Pekhinis is Chalkos, starting from Menhagim and Piskadinim, and every day and every Shakavatari and Bechulu, it's all part of Teda. So these are the two concepts that we have Halacha, which Halacha means a Dover Butter, Beif and Echadavka, to do Beif and Kazah, and then we have the different opinions and different days, which are all part of Teda, like the Gemara says, Elu Elu, Divid Elikim Chaim. What's the Pshat in them? What's the pshat that even the days which not the halach is not kameisam? Not only that day is not halach kameisam. Svaris that were matchen, they don't say bechalal maskana. We come to say that it's part of teira. It's not as teirase. It's ilul duraklim chaim. So the nekudas thing was that we learned till now in the sicha that there's two nekudas in alikus. There's two dargis in alikus, which is mazbar over here. That these two dargis of teira nemzich mitzveif hashidin the dargis in alikus. What are the two dargis in alikus? This is what he was mazbar that we say ilul ilul duraklim chaim and avai imei. Shalacha kemeisa. Halacha is forbundim mitavaya, and elu ve'elu is forbundim mitminyim from Likim Chaim. What was the nekudas of inyan we spoke yesterday by Rikas, just the tamsas adavar, that Likim Chaim, the pshat is zayim shem shem mchakim, which that is already an inyan of a likus, where it has a shaychas to velt, and a likus that has already an inyan of a tzir of agdara. And vibalt is an inyan of a tzir of agdara, therefore, shaych to say an inyan of his chalkus. And therefore, is also the Teda which comes from Elikim Chaim, the Teda which comes from Pchinas Elikus, which is already Mislabish in Yanam of Svidis, in Gedarim Viterim, the Chayach to say in them, Eilu Ve'elu, Chayach to say in there of Fashidina Pchinas and Fashidina Ischalkusim. Ashenkin, when we speak about Shemam Mufur, Shem Etzim, Shem Yuchid, we speak about the Atzim of Elikus, which is Pasha Batachlis, which is Oiskav and the Al Tziurim, that's the Yanam of Avaya, right? And that, Fandart and them is the Chalacha, which that's the Chachmasi of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, higher than the way it was Mitzamsim himself, Avashach, Zalchim Chaim, Dorton state, the Pshit of Elikus Batachlis, right? Okay, that's what we spoke till now. The Shaila is, these are two, and the Shadish and the Oimik of the two Yamad are in Teda. Now the Pasuk says, and Mitzien, how do you tap into Teda? That's from the Inyan of Tzien. And how do you tap into the Pshitz of the Kus, the Inyan of Dvar Avaya? That's after the Inyan of Yerushalayim. So the Rebbe wants to be Mazbel. We'll learn today in Sivvav that Tzien and Yerushalayim are really two Dargis and Avedis Hashem. But in order to understand these two Dargis and Avedis Hashem, he was Magdim and Sivhei to understand what's the Inyan of Tzien and Yerushalayim by Pashtos. And from that we can understand what are these two Dargis and Aveda. These two Dargis of these two Inyanim, these two aspects of the city of Yerushalayim, which is expressed one in the name of Tzion and one in the name of Yerushalayim. So he brings from Chazal that there are two separate themes. One according to the Inyan of Yerushalayim is the Yerushalayim Shalmat Mechuven is connected to Yerushalayim Shalmat. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it's a mark on something which is higher than him. He's representing a higher entity, he's representing a higher Inyan. Then there's the element of Yerushalayim, the way the Alter Rebbe explains based on the Tesis, that what's the Yerushalayim, the two names, Yira Shalim, now that's Shalim was a Yira, then Yerushalayim was a place where Yid was nesedah for Inyan of Yerushalayim. So these two ideas, whether you're an inyan of a mark or something which is more spiritual, something higher, or you're an inyan of Yerushalayim, Tachas Hayira, these two nekudas reflect in Avedis Hashem. And these two different types of Avedis Hashem, two different styles, two different types, two eifanim, in Bitlov, Yitzu the Ebishter, so Mitzad one eifan of Avedim, Mitzad Aveda of Tzien, he taps into the inyan of Teda, Mitzad the inyan of Yerushalayim taps into the inyan of Dvar Hashem. So let's see. That's what we're holding over here, Sivav. The two pchinas are now seen in Yerushalayim. In darkest avedah from Yidden. What's the hechrich? The chura we said before that seen in Yerushalayim are two inyanim in the city of Yerushalayim. Why do we have to say that they're also done in the darkest avedah from Yidden? Varum. Kshem v'derei b'shem bachar b'eretz Yisrael azeich bachar l'nachle l'chelke Yisrael. The Eibush was bechar in two things: the land of Eretz Yisrael and the nation of Am Yisrael. So therefore, Vibaldi, there are two things that the Emesha was Becher in, that is Ebedeim is Zelazu. As even Yerushalayim, the Mufcha Shiba Eretz Yisrael, that are friend in Tzvei Pechinas, from Tzvei Yerushalayim, as there says, Eich by Eden, by Avidas, friend in Tzvei Pechinas. these two ideas of Tzion and Yerushalayim. Okay, let's do like this. He starts explaining what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is Hashem Yirav Hashem Shalim. Like we said before, is in Avedim Adregev from Tachlis Vashlemus Ayirav Abitl. What does it mean? It's the Tachlis Ayirav Abitl. So here, the Rebbe is not Masbert yet. The Rebbe is only Magdir. Soon after, we'll learn the Inyan of Tzion. We'll understand what the Inyan of Yerushalayim is. But first, he's Magdir what Yerushalayim is. Then Harav and Oseid and Zichin and Eifin has in Gantz and Metzias is Yira. In other words, there's nothing besides Yira. It's Bittel B'Tachlis. There's nothing. There's no Tzir to him. Klal Klal. Besides Yira, there's nothing to it. That's what it means. Bittel B'Tachlis. Okay. What's the Inyan of Tzion, Doctor Vazay? Tzion is Lashon Simen. What's the idea of Tzion Lashon Simen? Is it Eifin Avedi from Aiden Doch Velcher El Regrech Severin? At Tzion v'Simen from Dinyanim Nailim and Alakus Lamaila. That's the Maila of Tzion. Let's see the Chassarin. It is nachin, like we have to say over here. Aber it is nachin Tzir from Amitzias and not Betachas Abitul. Aber the Zayim Tzias is as Eiskal Arbitul and Eiskeidul as Ziz as Simen after Dinyanim Shalamaila. So over here in this Keta, we'll see soon more Arichus in the coming time. But over here in this Keta, the Rebbe's Magdir. What's the Aved of Tzion? There's a Meirin de Kemaila in the Inyan of Tzion. And there's also a Shtuk of Chesaron. And therefore, it's not the ultimate Bittul, it's not the Hagdara of Bittul that we said in the Geir Yerushalayim, as in Gantz Metzias is Yira, Bittul B'Tachlis. Okay. So what's the Maila? What is Tzion or what's not Tzion? Lomer Fernandes Kamba Shteta. So what's the Maila? Shabbat Zayi says, it becomes Durch an Aveda, that the Yid becomes a Tzion v'simen from the Yonim Nailim and Elikus. Which means as follows. Not that we'll see soon later the Lashenis, but let's just explain the Indian outside and then we'll see the Rebbe's Lashenis inside. The idea is as follows. We started explaining yesterday that we have all the Inyanim, we have the Inyanim in Elikus, which from the way they are in Elikus, they're Mashal Shalom, come down to the way they are in Elam Haza Agashmi, right? Let's start from the beginning. The Eibishter himself is Pasha B'tach Zapshitas, right? Lam Mikol Midis Inun Klal. Shema Miucha, Shema Furish, Shema Etzel, Lam Ayelam Yitzchakus. Then there's an Uftu that Kabbalah teaches us, Chassidus explains, that the Eibishter was Mitzamsim himself, and Magbal himself, he came into the Tziyurim of Zayin Shem Shem Mechakim, and the Chakim, and Tumevin, that the Eibishter could express himself and bring himself out in Fashidin Nefanim, in a way of Chesed, in a way of Gvura, v'chul. Gilei Likus in Fashidin Nefanim, Shidin Tziyurim. Once the Tziyurim, once the Likus came in, that it can be Nizgal through a certain Tziyur, so there's already Kilu Teirim and Tziyurim in the Likus. So from these Tehrim, Tzirim and Alikus, they're in Nishnalshul, the Kol Dvarim Shabbalam. Like Chazal say, Elecha Esel L'matash, Eim Mimazel L'mayla, Makveh Eim Bigdal. Every concept that there's in Elam Haza is really essentially something which is Nishnalshul, a development from the Inyanim which came from Alikus. It's not a development, it's Fakir, it's a decrease. But the Inyanim, the way they come, it's Atzilus, it's Briyat, it's Tzir, it's Asiya, until they come down to Asiya Gashmi, it's the Metzias of the Dvarim Gashmi we have with Fanenu. Okay, so there, everything L'mata comes from L'mayla. Okay, nevertheless, we're not going to say that everything lamata is a simin with siun on the yanim lamaila. We're not going to say that. Not lamashal. Let's give a dugma. It'll be easier to understand, right? We have lamashal by a person. We have a nefesh lekis and a nefesh bahamas, right? The nefesh lekis has 10 keches and the nefesh bahamas has 10 keches, right? Now, where do 10 keches start? 10 keches start in alakus, right? So ultimately, the 10 keches and the nefesh bahamas ultimately also come from nostalgia from lamaila. That's him. If you wanted dafka, you wanted the grunt of izich, where's the shadish of the inya idea of wisdom and kindness and all these things that the Nefesh Bahamas has, it also comes from the Inyan Shalomayla, right? Nevertheless, no one's going to say that a person's mind is a simon on the mind of Elikus. A person's opinions, a person's intellect, a person's understanding is a simon on the Inyan of Elikus. Seichel of Elikus is what's Pshat Seichel of Elikus? Seichel is Megala, the Nefesh, right? So when I say Seichel of Elikus, Chachmada Atzilus, what's Chabad Atzilus Megala? The Emes of Elikus, the Emes of Enim Muvadi. Right? The Emes of what Elikus is really all about. Mashainkin, when I say Lahavdu by the Seichel of the Nefesh Bahamas, what's the human mind express? So although, like we mentioned yesterday already, that Seichel Taka has that Tchuna, that it tries not to be a Yesh, it tries not to be self-centered, and tries to look for the Emes of everything with Chulu, but at the same time, every person Seichel, we have an argument or have a discussion about something. I say my opinion, you say your opinion. What's the pshat, your opinion? What does that mean? You're expressing how your yesh, your I, understands it. So the seichel of a person is ultimately reflecting him. It's not reflecting the Eibishter. That's what Pashtus. Everything in the world says what? Says it's yeshus. When you see a beautiful picture, what's it saying? It's saying the beauty of the picture. It's not coming to say that it's reflecting a inish l'mayla mimenu. So the mitzvahs of every davar gashmi shebe'elam means that it reflects itself. It's megala itself. That's what it's portraying. That's what it's trying to convey. It's his own mitzvahs. Azich minda. And that my mitzvahs is here. B'shas, we speak about the esek keches of the nefesh l'kis. So the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that in the esek keches of the nefesh l'kis, what does he say? That every day, kol b'china, madreig m'shal l'sheil, nefesh l'chol neshama, klulam esek b'chines, that what? What does Alter Rebbe say? Right? To connect esek sviris al yenis, sh'nishtal shalom ahem. That the seichel and the midst of the nefesh l'kis are nishtal from the seichel midis of the kus. Now, so every yid has a seichel midis of the nefesh l'kis, which is mishtashel from the seichel midis of elikus. But even in the nefesh l'kis, you don't have it by every yid that his nefesh l'kis is still in tune to its makav v'shedish, the way it's in atzilus. Not the you have the way it came down the pile, it came down through say the mishtashel is nasim yad v'say that amadregis, and now it's a yesh, and now it's a mitzias, and now his seichel midis understands elikus, feels elikus, but also the way yesh mishayev, the way your seichel midis understands elikus. The way you're already a mitzvah, you're already an entity of a neshama taka, but you're not batal gamri telikus. When we speak about this idea of tzion, what does tzion mean? Tzion means, like we learned yesterday, you're a mark. What does that mean? You're a simenta an inyan naila. That means that you're talking about a yid, that an entire entity of any yeshes, of any nekuda, which is not total bittel to the ebishter, is total gamri nishtel. What's the pshat that you're a simenta on a higher inyan? Everything reflects itself. Sayin the mitzvahs of the nefesh b'amis of a grab eifin, and even the mitzvahs of a nefesh l'kish, which is not petachas abitl, also reflects a certain sense of self. That's what the gather of every mitzvah is. Mitzvahs, it reflects itself. We're talking about simin. What's it mean? Simin, tzion. You're not reflecting yourself. You're reflecting an anderingen. What's that mean? That means at the besengantz nareis gegayin, you were totally mafshit yourself. You were totally. He says the lashon ibegar, but no is gezeled. That your mitzvah has no yeshes in its klal. So, Kilo Neymar, let's say you have a Nekuda of Chesed. So, what's the core of this Chesed? In this Chesed, Herzichon, no idea of kindness, Klal or Klal. The Ainz Gedachos Herzichon in their Chesed is that it's a reflection and it comes from the Chesed of Elikos, the Chesed of Atzilus. You have a Nekuda of Gvura, a certain nature, a certain Tchun of Gvura. So, any Nekuda which is not Bittel, the Tachos of the Ebishter, in this Gvura, is totally not here. It's Oizge Edel, Pneizge Arbit. Any Yeshes was totally. Took it away, separated here, and what's left, the core of what the Gvura is, which is only a reflection of the Yanam of Gvura, the way they are in Elikus. So there's no Mitzvahs of your Klal Klal. This entire Indian is only a Tzin, it is Simon on the Yanam Shalomayla. Let's give a Dugma, be easier to understand. The Moshe, by a person, you also have the same idea. You have Keich Senefesh, and you have Eivri Aguf. But Tzadachot, someone could say, the Keich Senefesh, the Eivri Aguf, are something which are betzem in their echos. This is a davar ruchni legamri, and this is a davar gashmi, right? This is a kecher iya ruchnis, and this is a psa ayin gashmi. It's talking about two different mitzvahs, lechura, right? Lepayel aber, no one's going to come to say like this, that you have, no one's going to say it because it's not true. It's in Avana that it's not that way, the mitzvahs is not that way. You have an ayin. You have an ayin, an eye. An eye is psa inyan, and you know this eye. One, you could do this inyan with the eye, that inyan, there's the color of the eye, and there's the texture of the eye, and there's many pratim that the eye has, and you should know that one of the nekudas of the eye is that also the koyach ri'i of the nefesh can be mislabish from this eye and see through this eye. If that's the hagdar of an ayin, you would never be able to see from it. If an ayin, gashmi, or derech ha'ezin, or derech any other avir, has in it any entity of its own, it can become a kli to the eira nefesh. What's the pshat Eivri Aguf? The agdar of Eivri Aguf is that they have no yeshes in themselves, klal uklal. There's no mitzis in the Eivri Aguf besides that the Der Nekuda, that they're only here, ach v'rak, to be a kli and a levush to the Eira Nefesh. So it's not the pshat is that there's an eye, and the eye has tchunis, and the high eye has an entity for itself, and it happens to be that the keich, that the keich and nefesh uses also the eye. That's not the agdar of Sinyan. L'mashal, you have such a dugma. You have a dugma of L'mashal Oisius, right? So in Oisius, you have such a concept. You have words. Words are not in Etzim Gidram a Kli to Mivata Seichel. Right? You have words. You have a Beis, a Reish, a Vav, a Chav. You have different letters. Not when you take the letters together and you put within the letters, you build a word. And through this word, you convey a certain message. So the letters can be used as a Kli to convey a certain message. But you're not going to say that the entire gather of these oasis is only to convey a certain message that you're trying to say. That's not true. Not that they have an entity of their own. You happen to be using them as a kli to convey a certain message. Mashaikun, when you speak about Avri Aguf are real kalim. Now, what's about the real kalim? Their kol husam is kalim. The entire entity of the ayin and the oizen is kokuli not to be itself. It's not flesh. It's not. It's kokuli only to be a kli and a masharet and a levush for the keach ri'aruchnis to be able to mezgala through him. So therefore, what's the teitzah? That when the keach ri'iyah is mislabish in the ayin, in Vasfar Eifin, it's not one thing functioning through something else. The ayin and the keach ri'iyah become one metzias, right? And therefore, it's one kud of ri'iyah. It's not that you're seeing through. Al derech, you say a person sees through glasses. You're wearing a pair of glasses and you're looking through the glasses. You take them on, you take them off. That's not the way the ri'iyah is not the glasses of the keach ri'iyah. The ayin is not the glasses of the keach ri'iyah. It becomes one entity. It's mischaber l'gamri. The entire gather of the kli aguf is to be mevata de'er ha'nefesh.
Oasis are not that way?
And oasis are not that way. I mean, we're not learning here about oasis. But yeah, if you want to have a dugma of something which is not that way, oasis. Oasis are not. Kol gidram is not that they're here for seichel. Oasis are inyan. Oasis are daimim. When you take this daimim together and you build it to do something with it, they can become a kli that seichel kivin is galah through them. But their whole gather is not that they're megala de'er ha'seichel. Agav, you see, it see that way. Not, how is it possible, and Samach Vavi brings this dugma, how is it possible that you have a person that could say over a Dvar Seichel, all the oasis of a Dvar Seichel, and he doesn't understand a word he's saying? If the, in Eivir Aguf, there's no such a thing. You can't take the ayin, and that the koyach re'iyah should be in the ayin, and not take the koyach re'iyah. This is chasham echitimsa of a body that doesn't, that the nefesh is not there anymore. But it's not shaykh echitimsa to take the ayin and not take the koyach re'iyah in the ayin.
So people can have an eye and see.
You're saying that's a kilku, that means that the koyach was in the stalik. Meretach of it, that the koyach is there. Is it possible for me, from right now, to take your yad without the koyach atnu in the yad? Is it possible for me to take the words of your idea and not take the idea?
Yeah.
Let's say you bring a little kid here, and you'll say over a sentence, call the parish meruba parish, and I'll chazer it balpeh. Will he understand the context of what he's saying? No, l'chure, but the seichel liktach in the asius. From the essence fact that you could take the oasis and not have the seichel within it, that means that's not the pshat that the oasis and the seichel are one entity. Oasis are kelim. You happen to be able to be their daimim, which is also mukshir for a seichel to be able to be mislabish b'seichel. So you're malbish b'seichel in the oasis. So how does the person understand the content through the oasis? It's kilo, if you want to speak very grub, it's kilo name, you take a cup, yeah, I put the water in the cup, and then you can take the water out of the cup. You use oasis, you're malbish the seichel in the oasis, and then the other person. It's not the pshat that from the oasis he takes the seichel. The oasis are the kli to be able to transfer the idea that he could take the idea out of the oasis and understand the inyan. But that's not the oasis are not megala. The oasis are sachakal away to deliver ideas and feelings from one to another. Mashaik, when I speak about Avri Aguf are not things that the koiches just go inside and you use them. They're not external kelim. The keich, the evri nefesh, the keich and nefesh are misachid with the evri aguf, and they become one mitzias. In other words, so what becomes the agdar of the evri aguf? The agdar of the evri aguf is that their entire mitzias is only to be mevata the inyan of keich and nefesh. That's what means simen. So what does it mean in the nimshel? Let's take the dugma, the easiest dugma to understand. Moshe says, "Bishamay beisilul." Bishamay is legvura, beisilul lechesed. Why? Because it's chesed the gvura the way it is in the likus. So you have a certain din. You have a certain inyan in Teda, so the way it comes down in Avaya, when it's higher than it's Chalk, it's higher than the Tziyurim, it's in one Eifin. Varavaya Zu Halacha, the Eibishter, Dorten Herzach, in the Eifin Halacha Bruda, the Eifin Chad Mashmauti, what the Ratzan Elyon is. When it comes down already into Seichel, and it comes down into Uptaichin, so Chesed into Tziyurim, so Chesed's Megala, the Ratzan Eliki in one Tziyur, and Gvur is Megala, the Ratzan Eliki in a different Tziyur. That's all in Alikus. That's all in Alikus. What's the ufta of Bishamay Beisilel? The ufta of Bishamay Beisilel is that Bishamay's whole mitzias was a merkava for the inyan of chesed, for the inyan of gvura d'atzilus, and Beisilel's whole entity was a merkava for the inyan of chesed d'atzilus. Therefore, in Bishamay's seichel, hatzich gelaked in a way of chesed, and Beisilel's seichel hatzich gelaked in a way of gvura. Okay, Bishamay's in a way of gvura, and Beisilel in a way of chesed. Okay, that's the nekuda saying it. Yeah. But at the same time, that's tekilu, that's the maila that there is in the inyan of tzion, right? That's vashtandik, right? But at the same time, they'll ask, let's take talk of this dogma. If the keichsa nefesh are mislavish in the Eivir HaGufta, the Eivir HaGufta's whole entity is only to be megala the keichsa nefesh, so why do I say that the keich ha'riyah is mislavish dafkin the ayin, and the keich ha'shmiyah is mislavish dafkin the eizen? Why can the keich ha'riyah come into the eizen and the keich ha'shmiyah come into the ayin?
Because
it's a kli dafka for this inyan. Because in other words, like this is mazbe barichas that there's a certain achshara in the memorandum. It's very musbir. But to give us a dugma lizeh, we say the mashal. Then in keichas aseichah we have chachma ubina, right? Chas the guru we have chachma ubina. Chachma ubina is what's chachma nekuda, right? And bina is pratim, right? So betim in tivim, right? Chachma is the teva mayim. And bina is the teva ha'ish, not the. Why? Because mayim the teva is l'davik. Everything comes together, right? Mashenkin and ish, it's the teva is l'fadik, to take everything apart. So the teva of mayim, teva of chachma is the teva of mayim. The teva of bina is the teva ha'ish. Now we have two keichs in your seichel, keich ha'chachma, keich ha'bina. Where's the mislabish? This is a big arichus that the keich ha'chachma is mislabish in the moisturous part of your brain, and the keich ha'bina is mislabish in the hotter part of your brain. In other words, l'chura the mayach. What's the mayach? The mayach is a piece of meat. But in this piece of meat, you have a certain part of it which is mukhshir, which is lach. So therefore, he's a kli. He's bedeme to the inyan of chachma, which is the inyan of nekuda, and he has a certain nekuda which is hot, which is bedeme to the keich of bina, which is the tevez lefarik. So what are you saying here? So mitzadachal zakstu, his whole inyan is that it's a kli for the keich haseichel. You have lahavdol piece of meat which is stam flesh bi'alma. It's not a kli for an higher inyan. You buy meat in the butcher store. It's tam flesh. It's tam a daemon. A mayach is not flesh. A mayach is that it's called kuli a kli. It has no entity of its own. It's only that the seichel should be able to be this gala in this mayach and be maskalas kolus. It's batal b'tachlis. But at the same time, what's the pshat is batal b'tachlis? He has a certain seer. He has a certain tchuna. And their tchuna is nish afazich the gazach. Their tchuna is only here to be able to be megala on a inyan shalemayla menu, which is behesim to who he is. In other words, we're not coming to say as nisha garnish. You have a certain tchuni, you have a certain inyan, and their inyan state with no ego, it's kokuli submitted to a higher purpose to be megala the inyan shalemayla menu. A bever state, what's the pshat that he's bottled to inyan shalemayla menu? Who he is, the tzir and the teichan, who he is here to be megala on the kodesh shalemayla menu. And therefore, dafka the ayin, which has tchunis in him, that he's damon to the inyan of iriyah, he's dafka kli to the inyan of iriyah, and dafka the eitim, which he has in the tchunis, which is damon to the inyan of shmiyah, he's dafka kli for the inyan of shmiyah, derech zan chachma bina, derech zan and all the eivir aguf, and keich zan nefesh. So, kenech ta nitzagin, that the keich is not, kenech ta nitzagin, that the eivir is nothing. Midem gufa, this is the darkest over here, midem gufa vazachzagin, du bisa simin, that means mitzad echad, there's no ego within you, it's all to convey a higher inyan. Mitzad echad, but mitzad sheni, at the same time you're coming to say, but why do you convey dafka this teichin? Because you have in yourself a certain nekuda which is damon to this teichin that you're conveying. In the nimshal kum tzarei zei ashtak, we'll see some of the Rebbe's lashenis in the nimshal, but I want to explain the concept before we learn inside in the Rebbe's words. Now, in the nimshal it means like this: when I come to say that Bishamai was a kli, I don't know if merkava is the right word, but let's say he's a kli or merkava to convey the inyanim v'selegenzach in Gvura d'Atzilus. Or Beisila was a kli and a merkava to convey the inyanim the way it is in Chesed d'Atzilus. So what's the pshat? Beisham and Beisila didn't learn. Beisham and Beisila didn't understand. Beisham and Beisila didn't use their own seichel to understand the Torah. They just screamed like someone else's opinion. Chesed says this, so ich shalai v'chesed. Gvura says this, so ich shalai v'gvura. That's not the teichin inyan. What's just like this nekuda we see very strong in the mashal of keichas nefesh and evri aguf. What happens over here with the Eivir HaGuf? The Eivir HaGuf, because of their maila, they're taka batal b'tachlis. But why are they kalim that the Eid HaNefesh, the Koyach HaNefesh, will be able to mizgala through them? It's not mizgala through them. They're misachid with the Koyach in such a way that the Koyach and the Eivir become chad, that the Koyach becomes, these maila chesidus, that the Koyach and the Eivir become one entity. It's mezgala, misachid, mischaber, misachid. Very strong l'shenis in the memorandum, how the Koyach and the Nefesh become one with the Eivir HaGuf Legamri. And therefore, the key is not the part that the Koyach is working through the Eivir. The Koyach and the Eivir is one Metzidus. Why? It's sad the bittle that the Eivir has, but at the same time, it's sad the similarity that the Eber has. In other words, Mitzad the Nit Shebei, Mitzad the Bittel Shebei, but at the same time, Mitzad the Yesh Shebei, what he does have. You're not being Sheilul Him Lagambi. In the Nimshah, what does that mean? Shammai and Hillel and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, what was the doggish in them? Zim Gelern Tatum Zeir Verstand. And Fakert, we bought, they were so bottled, Hotten Zeir Verstand, sich ugelaked, just like in a Aver. So the idea of Tehre, the Avon of Tehre, the way it is in Chesed, the Gvura, that's Silas. So on the one hand, they're conveying the Emes of Elikus Lagamri, but they're conveying the Emes of Elikus the way it's Mis'achad with them. And they're Tzir, and they're Eifin. So that's why, what's the Oisfer of the Inyan? So Mitzad Echad, this Nekud and Bibal, that it was Bittel B'tachlis, therefore they could take an Inyan of Teda. They could tap into the Elikim Chaim. They could tap into the Emes of Elikus. In other words, let's just explain this a drop better for one moment. Let's say you have a regular person, right? Which understands Seichel, right? Let's say even that he has, Lamer Zogi Nachmeder, that he was a Yishtalshel from Gvura D'Atzilis. So he was a Yishtalshel from Chesed D'Atzilis. You have people that are more Hispashatika people, you have more people that are more Mitzumtzimtika people, you have different types of Nefashas, right? Different personalities, different type of Kep, so much as Natal Lechiv, so much as Natal Lechus. They were also best in the Yishtalshel from Chesed Gvura D'Atzilis. So any of us come and talk in the Chabad, I'm a start cup, I'm more a chumri de kerov, so I'm like b'shamay, not a, someone's going to say I'm more a kuladika, so maybe b'silo, not a, you're more chumridik, not because you're with tzumtzim, and you're more kuladik because you're a perekel. Doesn't, I'm being maximum, I'm saying, what's the bar? You're a person. You're not, you're flesh. You're not an eved. You're not called kulitim megala the emissive of the coast. You're a person. You're an outsider. Now, as an outsider, you use your kechaseyevel. To understand the Emes of Elikus. So naturally, how do you understand? You understand it's like Tchap and Dain Seichel. It's not the Emes. It's not Teres Emes. It's not Eilil Divir. It's not Divir Elikim Chaim. It's your Dvarecha. It's not Divir Elikim Chaim. It's not the Eibishter's words. You're not conveying the Emes of Elikus. You're not bottling such an Eifin. You're conveying your ideas. Never then, Bal Du Hasas Amis starts Kop. So you take your all the ideas that you learn, come out in this seer. So if there's good Kahar of it and Yatsiyat the Shmaya, you're Mechavil Amitas Shal Teira. And if you if you didn't learn properly, you're not mechavil amitasa shel teira. But even when you were mechavil amitasa shel teira, what's the havan? It's not the pshat is that I'm conveying the Eibishter's opinion. It's my opinion the way I understood what the Eibishter wanted. I'm a total outsider. Like, you know, they say a joke that a broken clock hits the right time twice a day. Pum demol is the mechavin gewesen. This time you were mechavin. It's not. When I come to say Eilu Eilu Divir Elikim Chayim, B'Shamay learned on a Fashteid, the Mesila learned on a Fashteid, and their Fashtan and their Deher is all in their Fashtan is conveying, not their opinion, the Emes of Elikus. Okay? Nothing. Okay. But that's the Maila of Tzion. But when I come to say that you're tapping into Elikus inside your Tzir, which element of Elikus could you tap into? Only Elikus, which has Tzir. Al Derech was speaking in Keches HaNefesh and Eved HaGuf. Where could Keches HaNefesh be a Kli to? To Keches HaNefesh. Where can Eved HaGuf be a Kli to? To Keches HaNefesh. To Pshitis HaNefesh. You can't take, I have these and these tchunis, so the Nefesh should be Nizgala through me. I have these and these tchunis, the Nefesh should be Nizgala through me. Tchunis is Abmiyuchis when it comes to Keches. When it speaks to the Pshitis of the Inyan, over there the tchunis are nothing. Okay, let's see inside. Okay, let's start again from. We'll try to see all the ideas in the Thompson of the Lashanis that it says here. So, what can I say? Tzin, Lashan Simen. Is it Eifun Abedef and Aiden Dochvelcher de Greich, so we're not Tzin, the Simen, from the Nyonim Nailim and Elkusla Maila? That's the Maila Shebe. What's the Chsarin there is not in a Tzir from a Metzias, and not Betachis Abitl. Why? What's the is in the tzir of an amitzias? He has a certain tchuna. The chumra or the kula, chesed the gvura. Aber the amitzias, as a eiske arbit and eiske edult. That is, there's no ego, there's no yeshes. It's all as he's a simen after yarm shalomaylo. Okay. Now let's go next. Without as a amitzias, b'matzav is a eich benegeis to zayin seichel harivetar to verstehen teira. So therefore, nemter teira eich late zayne hakeches avan of asaga. In other words, what's the Rebbe saying over here? Kilu Neymar, not in Keich Nefesh and Eivir Aguf, the Eivir Aguf is in Gans and a Kli for the Eira Nefesh. But what's the Pshat is a Kli for the Eira Nefesh? Eir is a Keli, and he takes the Inyan in his Choshim. He takes the Inyan in his Eifin.
Not like Eira Nefesh.
Like Eivir Aguf. And Eivir Aguf, we don't come to say, when you come to say the Ayin becomes one with the Keich Ariyah, yeah. But at the same time, it becomes one with the Keich Ariyah, and nem the Ayin, the Keich Ariyah in Zich. It's Achid, Lachod, and Allah's Achid. But Lepayol, he takes the Inyan in his Geder, he takes the Inyan, he's a Kli, that's Keshmeke Nu, and nem the Ayin, the Inyan in Zayin Geder. So when I come to speak about Teda, and now. Number one, he doesn't, but we're not talking about if he takes the Chushar Ariyah Kemeshu or not. He can't take the keach the chushar yirik meshahu. The etzim fact that we're talking about a person that was nemt, you can't take the inyan kemeshahu. Let's take the chesis alamol that in order for the keach ariyah to be able to come into the ayin, it comes in baksham lefi the ayin. Why is that kli a nemt dominion? So what does it mean in alikus? In alikus means he's a kli which is taking alikus. He's conveying the ebeshes daya, but in an eifin that it's misachet in his mitzias. That's the word. Okay. Like we'll see soon in contrast to halacha. When the fad is mitziyin, it's teitzei teira. A simin be'esin zayin nageder from apisam mitziyin is farbundim mit p'chinas teira. What's teira was an irish shayich ribi v'ischakos. Why? Hayes asim v'asag b'teira is late zayin mitziyin according to the tzir that he is as dach b'meilin an eifin for ribui v'ischakos. Kol echot k'viasagasei v'sheirish nishmasei l'mayla. So in other words, he takes lefi his gedarim. But what's his gedar? Abba from Dazvegan. Over here, this keta, there's a lot of strong agdaris. Abba from Dazvegan. V'ba'at azay mitzias is at sin. V'simin ev din yarm shalomayla. Did Iber zayin svaris v'chulu not stam ideas of his own? They're chalakum v'teiris emes. On elu v'elu divrei l'kim chayim kilus to ebishas svaris. Why? Das heißt, as his svaris rabis. Of a likus, very nishtalshel. The svaris rabbis that the elu ve'elu say very nishtalshel on the far zayin they had seen the simin from the ribis abchinus was in dok haviyachol in elikim chayim lashen rabbim. His ideas are not his own ideas. Why are they a simin on the yom shalomaylo? Because they're really an expression on the yom shalomaylo. Because they come from the yom shalomaylo. Aber das alt is never gei asogas ateira. Understanding Teda, it should, just like Keich Sanefes, it's uplaying by him, it should be Nizgalu through him, v'chulu v'chulu. But it's not forbidden with Allah l'maisa. The ufta of Allah l'maisa is, if them is mas, b'chinas sin, for regular Teda, not halacha, or it's not gen hechich, ankum, it's b'chinas yishalayim. B'shas, kumt abit zu dvar avayi zu halacha, if them is not mas b'chinas sin, mafhobin shleim asayira, v'dvar avayim rishalayim. Okay. So now let's understand the next part. What's the Dvar Avayim Yerushalayim? Now that we understand Sin, right? Now we can try to understand a little bit. What's the Chiddush in Dvar Avayim Yerushalayim? That's the Chur of the Ikavart over here. Now, what's the Vart? Let's start from the Shvedekite. According to what we learned before, Bi'etzem, it's not Shaykh to be a Kli to Dvar Avayim. If the whole Vart of being a Kli is that you're mastered yourself the Gamma from any Inyan of Yashas, and you convey only the way the Inyan is in the Likus, Lefi, because you're a Kli for it. Where is the Shaykh to say Kalim in the Inyan of Tayar, like we said before? Where is the Shaykh to say the Mail of the Eivarim in Keiches, but in Pshittis, it's not Shaykh to be a Kli? So how is the Shaykh to say such an idea that you're a Kli for Dvar Avayah? If Dvar Avayah, like we learned earlier in Siv Gimel, or Siv Dalit, it's talking about the Pshittis of the Likus, and the Kul, which has no Shaykh Sevel, has no Shaykh Sitzir, no Shaykh Sitzir, is the Emes of the Eibash Shalagam, which is higher than any Geder. So how's it shaykh that any outsider, which is a nivra, even via shtei b'tachlis abitul, should be able to have a kli to be able to take such an inyan?
What's example for Yerushalayim for something that's just
a second? So the answer is Yerushalayim. But let's first see what's the chiddush in the inyan of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has to be something that's made in the chiddush. Yerushalayim, you can't come to say that it's more bittul. The shaykh is what you call bittul. If you call bittul what we marked before, that you have no eigenkeit and your whole Indian is only to give an Indian naila, because the Shabbat can eigenkeit for Abbas Ibn Morgan. That's in fact that you're a tzir. You can only take an Indian for your Hagdara, and in Dvar Avayah there's no Hagdara. So if I come to say Yerushalayim, what does Yerushalayim have to mean? Yerushalayim has to mean, on the Kuda, number one, that's obviously obvious that Yerushalayim has no Hagdara, because we're talking about to take an Indian which has no Hagdara. Okay? The Maisi is, Abir, there's in Yerushalayim, it's not enough just not to have Agdara. There has to be something unique in Yerushalayim that he could convey Dvar Hashem. If Dvar Hashem means the pshitz of a likus that has no shaykhs to tzir and the achamela has no shaykhs to velt, how is it possible that someone over here lamata should convey such an inyan? And that's the chiddush of Yerushalayim. The chiddush of Yerushalayim is it's such a bittel. Not only it's a bittel which has no agdar in it, klal. It's such a bittel which could tap into a nekudah which has no shaykhs to velt lagamri. What's that bittel? So the nekudah of that bittel, the Rebbe is going to explain. We'll learn it in the pnim, and then we'll learn it a little bit more. The practice in the heart is not the nekudah of that bittel is a bittel of an achzatz musay. Okay, not what's the concept of before we'll see in the psir of the way it's in Yerushalayim. Let's first start from this side. What's the concept of an achzatz musay? The concept of an achzatz musay means not you have many madregas in avedas Hashem. You have many madregas in Abba, you have many madregas in Yira, right? From the highest to the lowest, there's a certain side of shavah shebehem is that when I speak about daigis in aveda, that means a certain way how the Eibishter relates to me. You the hair that the Eibishter is your chayis. You the hair that the Eibishter is your father. You the hair that the Eibishter is the ultimate truth. You the hair that the Eibishter is reimimus. You the hair that the place that's kulukim make a lochshiv. All these biurim, all these hasbeirim are all for shidden ifanu. You the hair more the emes of elikus. Vashar alkim v'balti you the hair that emes of elikus. Not shteistu and azam israt matzav. You're nimshach to him. You're mizbatal to him. Nazam israt bittul. Nazam israt bittul. They're all for shidden relationships kaviyachol that a person has with the Eibishter. But Mentor Mamunim, when we speak all these things, that you speak about different Fashidin and Dagas and Aveda. B'shas, you speak about the Nekudah of Anach Satsmusay, the Hagdar Sa'inya of Anach Satsmusay is, it's Kielu Neymar, to say it in such words, it's not a Dagan Aveda B'chol. Anach Satsmusay, the Pshat is, that there's no me. Not that there's no me, that because the Eibishter is so emes, therefore my Mitzvah is negated, my Mitzvah can't be here. There's nothing besides the Ratzon Elyon. Vos V'Zayim, it's mir, you're not part of the conversation. You're not part of the conversation, Michal. That's what Anach Tzmus is. Anach Tzmus is how you're going to connect to it and how it's going to reflect on you and what's going to mean to you. That's not a Gia Klal Klal. That's not a Gia Klal Klal. L'moshel, let's start from a dugma, not the dugma of our Sikha, where it speaks about in some of our Barichas, we have the word of the Eved Pashat. What's the Nukud of the Eved Pashat? The Nukud of the Eved Pashat is that you have, it's a ben, you have, it's a nemo, which is makar, the milus odin. You have someone to give himself over to the odin. What's the word of Eved Pashat? Eved Pashat, the pshat is, not, he doesn't, everybody's garnished. He knows he has a balabas, and he has to do what the balabas wants from him. Vatz hotas mit em, he has no sheiches. He feels it, he doesn't feel it, he has a chayis in it, he has a deher in it. His mitzis is b'chlam, not negeh. He knows one thing. Lekach nevi v'netzer, he was created only for the union of shadows, the union of arbit, to do what the other wants from him. And otherwise, besides the rotzen of the other alone, nothing's negeya. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand how to do it, when to do it, the purpose of doing it. All those inyanim are not negeya. What's negeya over here is only what? So we say, well, Zuckman, that this idea you have, not only in the Eved Pashat, you have it in a different seer also. Where do you have it in a different seer? You have it in Limudat Torah. Where is the seer that you have in Achdas Musa Nir of Limudat Torah? So in some of the big Arich Sebar. But the Nekudas Hadavar is that you have a person that learns a Libid Hilchasa. What's the mile in learning a Libid Hilchasa? So he's Messiah in the Inyan of Limud Hilchasa Gufa, this Kamei Fadim. Number one, the emits of every learning is when you come to the Maskana. The Mitis Inyan of learning Teda, they have the Ribi Deis, Vechulu, is Dafko when you're Melabin, Mevader, the Salsal Tre, Memeka, all the Ribui, the Deis, and let's call it confusions that there is in Asugya, and you're Melabin, the Inyan of Davar Alifani, until you get to the Emek of the Inyan, which brings you to the sachakel, what's going to be the halacha l'maisa. But in them gufa, there could be also kamei fanim. You could learn a little bit of the hilchus, okay, we're not learning samachav now, just bring out the nekudah sayinim. You could learn a little bit of the hilchus in such a way that why are you learning, why you're gribbling so much in mevarer every prat, why are you putting yourself, you could learn, let's say you learn not a little bit of the hilchus, so you learn the chveis sugya, you have a few days in the rishenim. One day, a second day, a third day, you don't have to decide which day is better, or which day is going to be gaver. This Rashi is Gishmak, Taste is Gishmak, Rashi, everything is Gishmak. So that's learning in a way that you learn for your Gishmak, right? You know, you ever learned in Yeshiva, we have to learn a day because this is the day I live the Hilchasa? You're understanding Taylor, what's in the what I live the Hilchasa is. No, the ultimate learning is Tafka, when you come to the Oymik of the Inyan, you take it a step further and you say which day is Gaver and which day is the Ikir, and therefore which day is going to be in the Gia, Lutalach Lupayah. It's a much harder learning. The Shah is why are you learning? Why are you taking that extra step? For what reason? So b'parashas, you're taking that extra step is because that will be the ultimate learning. Then you'll have the shlemus of living atayda. When are you ultimately going to understand the sugya la'omke? Is that when you learn alibi d'hilchos? Zafter, no, there's another tzir. You have a tzir, a pashat, a yid kum fregin ashayla b'ayarav. What does the yid want to know? Go into the mind of a person that's asking a shayla b'ayarav. Why is he asking the shayla? What's it, and why does he want to know what to do? What's important for him? What's Agdara saying in? He wants to do the Ratzon of the Eibishter. He wants to know what the Ratzon is. What does the Eibishter want? What does the Eibishter want me to do right now? What's the Ratzon Hashem? He's looking over here to connect to the Eibishter, to be mischaber, seeing that he should convey the Yom Shalomayla. That's what the Yid is looking for. Or he's looking for to know what the Ratzon of the Eibishter is from him. Now, we bow that he doesn't know the din, or it's a complicated din. So the Rav is the one, he's a Talmud Chacham, that has to be Malabin over here, what's the Ratzon Hashem? How's he going to be Malabin over here, what's the Ratzon Hashem? So he has to go into the Sugya, and the Darf Lernin, and he has to go into the Shittas, and he has to go into the Emek of the Shittas, and he has to be Malabin the Shittas, and Mevar the Shittas, and he has to bring out which Shittas is the best Shittas. Right? And then he has to come to the Psak V'Poyel. That's Be'ein Arecha Shtarkin a Yigiyah than regular learning. Why is he doing that? Why is he going through that process? So you have two yid. One yid went through that aimic and learning. Why? Because that's the ultimate learning. That's the ultimate learning. And then how does he paskin? He paskins, what's he looking for? We bow that the matar in this inyan is the ultimate learning. So what's the nekud over here? Vi lakes up the havanas asugin zayin seichel. So even when a seichel stays betachas habitul tzien, but what's he saying? He's coming all to say the way the halacha is according to the zayin fashtan, the way he understands, the way the idea is lakes up in zayin cup, the way his cup takes the emes of the sugya. The second yid, the yid that we're talking about over here, which is Yerushalayim, is not looking over here to pass the din vis-lakes chapa for his tchonas ha-nefesh. There's two nekudas that are happening at the same time. On one hand, the yigida is maidendik, the yigida in learning, the yigida in seichel, much more than a regular learning, much more than learning for geshmak, and much more than someone that's learning the paskin, the shlemus of learning. Why is there such a yegiyah? The tzir is yegiyah, but what's leaked in their yegiyah? The yegiyah leaked not that I should comprehend and the union of the emes of teda should be munach and the miuchid with my seichel. Those min yegiyah ain't zach. What is the ratzon elyon over here? So what's the tenuah in this person's lumda teda? He's looking to be a kli that the emes of alikush should be nizgala through him, that the emes of alikush should be nizchaberim, is achad with him in such a way that it's nizgala through him. That's what he's looking for? Or the hergish is, just like by Avid Pashat, what's his hergish? Asadod the Ratzon Ha'odin. And there's nothing besides the Ratzon Ha'odin. In this Eifin of Lim Datayt, it's the same thing. But it's in a much more sophisticated Eifin. Because Sadakad, it's not just an Avid Pashat which shuts all his chushim off and the Ratzon Ha'odin and he just does. Fakar don't learn there. And there's Misyageya. And he's Misyageya, but he's more than other Lamdim are Misyageya in learning. It's Yageya Amitis, but what's Shtek, what's Likender Yageya? Wie sein Zeichel versteht and his Havana and his Akkara in the Inyan that's not verspilt at all of Klau and Klau. What's important over here to be Mivad and to be Mlamit by the person which is waiting in the waiting room to know what to know what the Ratzon Elyon is. That Bittul is Shlulus Mitzvus of Adami. Because over here the Bittul is not how I'm going to be late to the Eibishter. Der Bittul and Der Bittul. Da Herzichon, Nasadot, the Ratzon Elyon and what's my Seichel. In my seichel, there's no maila klal uklal. That's the word. In tzien, my seichel has a certain maila chesed gvura, and the inyan of retnis chaberim is achad with my seichel, and that conveys the ratzon elyon. In this apron of limud ha-teda, obviously you're using your seichel, but your seichel, your tzien, plays no role klal uklal. Al derech will speak in a dugma. I don't know if it's an accurate dugma, but we'll say the mashal keches and nefesh and evir aguf. You have a different shayla. Why bechlal is the gufa adam a kli for the nefesh? Not this kayach to this aver. Why bechlal is the guf adam a kli to the nefesh? Because the guf adam stayed in a total bittul to the nefesh. Over here is not in the klolus a bittul of the guf to the klolus a nefesh. It's not inside the tchunis that the guf has. It's the bittul that the guf has. That the guf hatim zech came egin as achnish. It's only a kli to the eran nefesh. And what's taken as galon the guf then? Taken the chayis nefesh, not a davar prati. I'm not sure if the mashal is an accurate one, but the idea shabizah is how do you tap into the pchinas alikus, which is higher than any gedder? So zokman gedder can only take gedder. What could take the emes of the kus, which is always ketav and alik darim, hanach tzatz musil gami? And that's what Yerushalayim is. Let's see inside. Kemavur behem tzatav yish hamachlov. As paskin in ha'alacha be'em islamite kemenar duch shleim esayira. What's the shleim esayira? It had made a tamar chalila v'zayin psak in zayin mechuvin k'firatzen elyin v'ad hebrech marachman osan firatzen elyin. He holds he's such a big lamdin, and therefore, in my opinion, the word is kach mekach makarit. There's only the ratzon elyon over here, and my inyan is that I have to learn the sugya in such a way that should convey the ratzon elyon. He's amazing. If I feel it, it's a handle sich. Vegan addicted kashat even suffering. I feel a blaze. Masha Thomas basik mechadish. The bad as redzich. Vegan nemer lemeshu mesina. Vegan ratzon elyon is doch kein chiluk nit. See is a zach. Was the ratzon elyon gebalt as a zayin de reise. Other the Rabbanon, it had made it a psak halacha was druch them with the eat ton of ice and boil. Zayin chas shalom hebech ratzon elyon. What's the part of it? What's he saying over here? You could say that when does the Rav Harav in such a way when it comes to chavis to chayvi krisis, when it comes to inyanim of chilul Shabbos, when it comes to chavis to dikto kal medivri safnim, what's punkt with the din in baruchu baruch shemayin? He's not misyageya so much. You have to know what's the ice? What's the Rabbanon? Look over here in order 57. There's only the Ratzon Adin. That when you have the mashal, how do you understand the pasha safik the rice l'chumna, safik the rabbanon l'kula? But pasha rice is a very serious inyan. So when you have a safik, you have 50-50. Should be neiter for this, neiter for this way. So the rice, which is a serious inyan, be machmir. The rabbanon, which is not such a serious inyan, be mekel. So in other words, so the rice is more chashuv than the rabbanon. The rabbanon is not so important. So you're mekel in the rabbanon chas v'shalom. So no, that's not the bar. The bar is like this. Do you saw the inyan is that everything's the ratzon elyon, but you're not oblivious to the facts that over here is the chumra, over here is the kula. Why is kilu neymar? There's no chumra, there's no kula. It's not inzach ratzon elyon. When the ratzon elyon says over here chumra, the ratzon elyon says over here kula. When I say kula, you have a suffix if you bench and you say suffix brachas lahakul, you don't say, okay, who cares? The avish to the zakir does after the bench. It's a different hergish. It's not a hergish of less Yirah Shemayim, less Kabbalah Sil. The Kul is also on Mitzad Ratzon Elyon. And Adar Achzad the Chumre. The Chumre is not Mitzad Oidei Raisa. It's the Ratzon Elyon. The Yibash said, here you have to be Machmer. It's not in the Tziyunim of Chulon Kumre. It's all the Ratzon Elyon. So therefore, when you get to this person that's Harivin in such a way of Yerushalayim, what's the Herigish? Er Harivit in Ali Allah is Beshavet. Adi Yirah Ruf Beyam Areis Noch Ashtarkir, Noch Agresim, Shtarkin Yigiyah Un Amokin in Teda. It's Yireh, it's driven by Yireh. But the Yireh brings the Inyan of Amaka. Bis Mechavit Zayin Da'alach of Amas Lamita. This is the part of Yerushalayim.
That's becoming from Yireh.
You can have a person that passes the Din and not be Yireh. You have a person, I come ask you, what's the Din over here? I'm such a big Lamdin. I'll tell you, what's the Allah over here? That's not a Yireh that's learning Tatum Yerushalayim. That's not a Yireh. That's not a person which is learning Tatum. So that's what it says. Negiya David, the Rebbe is quoting the whole time that what's va'avayi imesh halacha kemeitze b'chol makim. Says Negiya David doesn't say it, Negiya everybody. To have such an eighth of limud ha'teira that you tap into the va'avaya, it's not just punk. You got lucky. The halacha kemeitze. It's because this is another eichus. It's another bittul talikus. It's a bittul talikus. Not that you're mevatel. You're tzir to convey kol kuli. The yonam of alikus. There's hanach tasmusa. There's no milagam. Let's see in the Rebbe's words here. When does the pirush with varavai mirushalayim shleim esayira? Bechteitz mechaved zayin the Allah lamitasa is not masvik yirastam. What's yirastam? Yirasainish adrafilo ahechel adargi biyira. When you learn teira, the tzir that you gave a person learns teira without yira. So you stam sechel anushi. So if you stam sechel anushi, it's very shaykh to make mistakes. Well, a person sechel is all litis. Right? The chiddush is, so when a person learns Tehra, Stamet Yashis, the Chalali can't be Semech on this Pesach, you can make a mistake. You see, I'm Semech on this person's Pesach. A person has to learn Tehra with Yirah Shemayim, Baruch HaTehra Tchila. Only then can he be Mechavin, that he's not going to take the Havanah Sa'inyin, Lefi the Sheikhad of his Metzias, he'll take the Inyin the way it's Lamitasa. So when even with Yira, that's Tavar HaPasha. That's not the Chiddush of the Sikh here. The Chiddush over here is that even when you come to Yidush Chapa El Veil Divir Elkim Chayim, he's still going to convey the Ratzon HaElyon the way it comes with the Tzira of Chesed, the Tzira of Gvura. He doesn't have that Anach that's supposed to be the Bittul Shvidus HaMetzias to be able to tap into the Pshittus of Elkos Lagamri. Though he's native, the Shlemus Tekiyira. What's the Shlemus Tekiyira? Shemli is kavin l'ratzon elyon. This is not yira that you did her that your chayitz l'likus. You did her kula can make a lachshiv. You did her to face the your pchisos in front of adam gadol v'deir b'tzadik. That's not the nekud over here. No one asked you to be traumatized. No one asked you to lose your metzias. No one asked you to feel kalachshiv. Why are you thinking about yourself before? You're not part of the conversation. The conversation over here is the ratzon elyon. That's what the conversation over here is. Dafka that yira was bring to the shleimus maskana for halacha v'mitzamitzasu. In sharper words, to have the Agdaras in clear, let's look at Ara 54. Dr. Azay. Well, derech achiluk min teiru mitzvus. V'rei b'chol zeh l'kut tzichus chilu tzayin. Dr. Azay. V'teir gufa d'artin dat tzich inyan tzichim min agedah chiluk of teiru mitzvus. What's in the kut tzayin? I'm not going to go to the arichus, but speaks about that tzich, I just want to say one thing that it says there. D'artin dat tzach, not there, that in mitzvus, that in Teira there's more bittul than there is in mitzvahs.
Okay?
But a yid that learns Teira, there's more bittul than there is in Kima mitzvahs. Al Rebbe says the best in Tanya. Al Rebbe says that a raisa of Kutcha Birch is Kul Echad. Mashenki mitzvahs are only not the inyan that you become a merkavit to the Ratzon Elyon. Don't say inyan of Kul Echad. But the Rebbe's masbro over there, that the why in mitzvahs you become more miyuchad with the Eivishta that you do in Teira. We'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in one of the later sikhs right there. But why in Teira do you become more miyuchad? More bottle than you do in mitzvahs. So the chiddush over there, that's what it is, because teira and alikus comes from in a deeper place. Vibaldin and alikus, gufa teira comes from a deeper place. So the deeper you are in alikus, the more you're shaylo the mitzvahs amata. Right? So pashto cheshbon, the higher you are in alikus, the more the donus is makom to anything else. So in teira, vibald comes from a higher shaydish, it's bitl batachlis. Mitzvahs, which comes from a lower shaydish, not does get the art of epitome mitzvahs, therefore there isn't bitl batachlis. So the Rebbe over here is explaining it in gufa teira gufa. What's the gather of the bittul? It's the bittul yashas sichli, not the bittul of his mitzias lagam. It's the bittul of the yashas of his sichli. Bichdei she sichli yavin v'isachdim sichli atayra. He doesn't want that the sichli will nisht arbitin. He wants because he wants that the sichli should comprehend. In order that the sichli should comprehend the emes of teira, he has to go out of his yashas. What's the word over here? The word over here is not that he's mabitl yasha sikhli. Over here, the word is mabatl sikhli mikhil vikhil banach tasmus ligamri. There's no tzir ligamri. I a heart of it in learning. He's using his head. But the learning is not that you're learning. Well, you say a person's learning. I'm trying to deher the inyan. A person which is mimalabana Allah is not trying to deher the inyan. He's trying to learn to be able to pasha mimavadir. What's the truth? He wants to know Pasha the Sachakul, he wants to know the outcome. He's not looking to the head over here. So the Tanua is, he's using a Seichel, but the Tanua is that it's Mevatel Sichle Mekel Vekel Barachas Musa Lagamri, and therefore, because there's no Tzir Chlal, but Oz, Nir Gosh Etzli, Ratzin El Yishlam Ayin Ba'as. That's after the Klifer Bittu. Let's see again, Ara 55, the second Ketra. That's it. Dr. Azay. It's behemshich. It's metavich. Other my mother. I just wanted to see the agdara that the Rebbe says over here. Let's see the second ketah. The second ketah, the second line, in the other 55. The mitzad zeh shubchinas tzin v'simin shalomaylo. The what's the gather of tzin v'simin shalomaylo? Shemitzad betulei miyuchdim elikus. Right. That's the gather. Just like we said in the other before, that it should be yavim v'siyachdim seichel atayra. So then, what's alikim? Alikus shabab islapshos of yarech elamus. If you want to be miyuchad in alikus, you can only be miyuchad in such a dargah which gives you in this market. So you can only have a shaykh alikus which has a shaykh to the bria. No, mitzad b'chinas yishalayim though. With what's together in yishalayim? It's a bit of anachzat musi legamri. I'm not looking to the hair. I'm not looking to connect. It's not about me klal klal. It's maybe before about yid. It's not you're trying to lose yourself. We say that. The Rebbe gives a mashal in the ma'amar of tikkun chatzos. You know the ma'amar in tikkun chatzos. But Tikkun Chatzos is a maimed that Al-Tareba writes over there that it's Ashlamat where it says in Perek Mem Gimel Tanya that what's Pshat Yiras Vayishas, that when you stand in front of an Adam Gadol of Deir Bet Tzadik, you feel that you have no Erech Klal Klal, your home Metzias is garnished, you lose your Metzias Lagamri, which is the highest bitl, right? The bitl of Yirei Lo, the highest bitl Lagamri. What the Kavanah, what it says over here means, what's Yiras Vayishas? he's a adam gadol. So, and you are you. So, what's the erech of you? You're losing yourself regarding something. Over here, no, that's not anachas musa. That's not anachas musa. Forget, you're the heading his haflo, that he's the adam gadol b'deir b'tzadik. And the yachas to who you are, you have no shavis to gabi that in you. So definitely you lose yourself. No one asks you to find yourself, no one asks you to lose yourself, no one's talking about you, b'chol. You're not part of the conversation. There's someone outside, he wants to know what to do with his pot. No one asks you to connect to anything. Hanachzat musa, not the umitzat pchinas yushalayim, the bit of hanachzat musa l'gambi. Then, had a nirgash from the galabay pchinas havaya, with that shalmai l'mayishtal shas l'gambi.